Yaakov bows 7 times as he approaches Esav. Yaakov's bowing was a show of we are brothers. We are connected. And the idea of Yaakov's bowing, and this is a recurring theme in Rav Chalap, was that Yaakov saw the good that was yet to come from Esav. Yaakov saw within Esav the Rabbi Meir that would convert to Judaism. Yaakov saw the Rabbi Akiva that would be a descendant of Esav. Yaakov saw within Esav that there's good that has to come out. And so Yaakov says, you're not all bad. I'm going to connect you. You are my brother. And that's what we call Torah Shebe'al Peh, the oral law that's going to come out of the soul of Esav. And you say, every Mishnah you learn, if it doesn't have an author, if there isn't a declared author in the Mishnah, then it's Rabbi Meir. The basis of our oral law is Rabbi Meir and the students of Rabbi Akiva. That's the idea, Ad Gishto Ad Achiv. Yaakov's bowing is not to show I'm subservient to you, but rather I'm willing to connect to that part of you that is my brother. That part of you that ultimately is going to connect to us.